Nolte, horror video shows social justice activist stabbed to death in Democrat-run New York. By John Nolte on October 4, 2023. There's now surveillance video of 32-year-old social justice activist Ryan Carson being stabbed to death in Democrat-run New York. As Breitbart News reported Tuesday, Carson is the third high-profile leftist to become a tragic victim of a horror show of criminal violence unleashed by Democrats. The video shows Carson and his girlfriend at a bus stop around 4 a.m. Monday morning in Bedford-Stuyvesant after leaving the wedding. A black man in a hoodie walks by. After a few seconds, Carson and his girlfriend stand up and walk in the same direction as the man in the hoodie, who is now kicking scooters. Then the man wheels around on Carson and yells, "What the fuck are you looking at?" Carson then does what a man is supposed to do. He places himself between the threat and his girlfriend. "Chill, chill," Carson says, hoping to de-escalate the madness. The attacker pulls a knife. Carson tries to push him off. The attacker seems to stab him in the chest. Carson hits the ground. The attacker stabs him a few more times. Then, the maniac kicks Carson. Near the end of the video, a black woman enters the picture, asking if the victim's girlfriend is okay. Thankfully, the girlfriend wasn't hurt. The girlfriend then asks the black woman to go watch him. This sounds like the black woman knows the attacker. The video ends with a girlfriend kneeling over her dead or dying boyfriend. There are all kinds of armchair tough guys second-guessing the victim's actions. But none of us know how we would react in that tenth of a moment when the world goes from recognizable to berserk. When confronted with a knife, all you can do is run like hell and hope you can outrun the guy with a knife. Carson had his girl with him, wearing a dress and heels. That makes running difficult. So, instinctually, he placed himself between her and danger. That is to his everlasting credit and might have been their only real chance. However, I can say, without fear of being called out as a Monday morning quarterback, that one, I would never and have never been out on any street anywhere with my wife that late at night. Much less in a Democrat-run city where violent criminals are allowed to rampage. Two, I would have at least had a fighting chance against this maniac because I carry a gun whenever I leave the house. Three, I'd like to think my instincts would have stopped me from following someone so obviously agitated so soon after he passed. Since Democrats unleashed and encouraged this violent crime wave in their cities, it's mostly been black people murdered and victimized. Now that it's middle-class white leftists, will things change? No. Here's another thing. For various media reports, the police said they had no description of Carson's suspected murderer to release to the public. Obviously, that was a lie. Whoever lied, I think we can guess why. Once again, the woke Gestapo put identity politics over public safety. Rather than catch this violent maniac as quickly as possible to protect other New Yorkers, the precious narrative came first. Listen, I don't like all this online crap that makes it look like black people are waging war on white people any more than I like the lying Nazis at CNN making it look like white people are hunting black people. I just spent 2 weeks in a mid-sized city around countless people of all races. This was 2 weeks outside my home bubble at a large medical facility, a campground, a laundromat, and a grocery store. Let me assure you, everyone in this country gets along just fine. People of all races mind their own business, and when that's not possible, they are friendly and helpful. I love Americans. But the truth is the truth is the truth, and to suppress the truth at the expense of public safety is barbaric. Someone capable of stabbing a stranger to death who is no threat to anyone needs to go down fast and hard. I'm warning you again to get out of Democrat-run cities. This is especially true if you have a family. Your first duty is to protect your family, and it is time to flee. To hold on to power, Democrats have deliberately chosen to allow their cities to collapse into Thunderdome. Regardless, life is so much safer, cleaner, cheaper, and more tolerant out here. Ryan Carson died horribly, and his girlfriend watched him die horribly, and it's also awful and tragic. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available to order, including Kindle and Audible. Amazon reviews are appreciated and helpful.